The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Bullet Bourbon Frontier Whiskey.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
James Harden was at practice and is scheduled to be playing in a game for the Rockets in just hours. But you don't know, we're not starting there. We had the game of the year last night on Monday Night Football, a back and forth affair between division rivals, Browns and Ravens. And this is what happened at the end. The Browns, a little too soft in their defense, watched as Lamar Jackson led them down. And then that was the kick that won the game. Jalen. Big win for the Ravens to stay alive in the playoffs. What do you think about the MVP's performance last night?
See, record-wise, you go into this game and feel like Cleveland has the better record. This is their chance to get over the hump and show that they can play with the Ravens, show that they can play with the Steelers. I thought Baltimore would win, and the final drive said a lot. Lamar returns, it's 4th and 5. He gets a chance to hit his best target in his security blanket, Andrews, a couple of times. The best kicker in the NFL, Tucker, makes another 50-plus yard field goal. That guy's a weapon as a kicker. He's like a franchise quarterback the way he changes games late as a kicker. But that really shows that there's levels to this, and the Cleveland Browns still haven't got there just yet.
There is the play you're discussing, the 4th and 5, when he comes back out from the locker room and they score that. Hollywood Brown held on to that one. He had some trouble with drops earlier in the game. But really, Lamar Jackson didn't move the ball that much through the air. Only 11 completions on the game. But what is it about what he can do with his legs that just keeps defenses on their toes?
See, he's a dual threat in Jacoby. Like I said, the way football looked on Friday night in high school, the way it looks on Saturday in college, now looks like that on Sunday. You see Taysom Hill running a version of this, Kyler Murray. I can go on and on. Jalen Hurts in his first victory. Cam Newton has done it different times of the game, different periods of the season. And so when you have a guy like Lamar, who's the reigning MVP, he's also able to not only keep you in the game running the ball, but then late we showed how he can win with his arm as well.
Absolutely. And he only had 11 completions, and it says 11 for 17, but there were more pass plays that were called, but he would just invent and get first downs and get yardage and really looked good last night. But Jalen, we have to talk about his visit to the locker room, because that's the real big takeaway from this game. We can talk about the AFC playoff picture later, but here he is going to the locker room with cramps, quote unquote cramps, hustles into the locker room. Jalen, you know what the internet thinks about this locker room visit. He says he's going in for cramps. He says he got an IV. Did he go to the locker room to poop in the middle of the game?
See, that run right there is double. Sometimes like a guy in the hood that's holding a heater and he's keeping it really low. And okay. Then it's like, I really got a cramp. And then it's really like, I got bubble guts. Because he kind of dragging his right leg a little bit. I kind of believe him when he said it wasn't a version of my brother Paul Pierce when he came out. Because you could tell he was kind of favoring it a little bit. You know, like he may have had a cramp. He was kind of pulling that leg. So I agree with Lamar. But it was hilarious, some of the things the internet had to say about it.
Well, anyone that was watching the game and had Twitter open saw all the jokes and all the memes, one of which from his own teammate, RG3, put out a meme insinuating that he used the bathroom during the game. So after the game, of course, he was asked about it. And as you hinted at, here was his hilarious response.
Just to clarify, you didn't have to use the bathroom or anything in the back, right? You know, there was a lot of talk on social media that you were kind of like jogging, like you had to use the bathroom or something.
No, I was cramping. I ain't putting Paul Pierce. I didn't put Paul Pierce. I was cramping.
Why are we going after Paul Pierce in this moment? Like, he just won a big game on Monday night, and Paul Pierce at home watching the game, and now he sees that he's trending on Twitter. So, Jalen, you did see that look in his face. He was just like, what, me? What do you mean, me? Use the bathroom? Like, do you think there's a chance that he actually used the bathroom?
He probably did use the bathroom, but I also believe he was cramping. But how about this for the Browns? You still don't win this game. Mm-mm. Like, we're going to talk a lot about Lamar going to it from the locker room, but the Browns were down 14 after Baker threw a pick, Jacoby. Okay? And it was great that he helped lead them back, and they had a couple of great drives. The final handful of minutes of that game was really exciting with teams going back and forth, throwing touchdown passes. However, it's almost like if the backup for the Ravens doesn't get injured, the Browns have a chance to win. But instead, he gets hurt, you put Lamar back in, and they lose.
So for those that don't know, RG3 was out injured. So they have this guy named Trace McSorley, who is the backup quarterback. He has to come in when Lamar goes back into the tunnel. McSorley does not look good under center, which is understandable, being a third-string quarterback. He gets hurt, so then all of a sudden, they don't have a quarterback. Like, they don't even have anybody to go to, so then Lamar hobbles out
Willis Reed out of the tunnel.
Fourth and five play that gives them the touchdown lead. And then, as you mentioned, Baker Mayfield needs to be saluted here because they were down a touchdown. 2 minutes left, 75 yards to go. And he looked great on that drive, had one really good throw to the sideline. He was also just giving it to Kareem Hunt, letting him run. And they ended up getting a touchdown. What do you think about Baker's performance moving forward as a playoff team when they get into those big games in the winter?
Well, he's growing as a player, and you've seen it in particular these last couple of weeks, whether they're up or down, he's deploying his weapons. You see him hunt out of the backfield right there. How about my guy, Peoples Jones from the University of Michigan out there making plays for them as well? So he's doing a really good job of understanding his weapons and getting them the football.
Absolutely. But there was that interception that you mentioned that was just backbreaking. Because there's the good Baker that we just showed you, and there's this bad Baker so close to his own end zone. I mean, like, it's a bad throw and a bad idea in the first place. What do you think about that turnover and the way he turned it around afterwards?
I think if you're a Ravens fan, there's so many things you will take after this game and say, this is why we still own Cleveland. That's what you would say. Lamar goes in and out. Baker throws a pick late when you need it. You know, they do a drive. They have a chance to win. And then all of a sudden, they basically do a drive. And then Tucker breaks their heart with a 50-plus yard field goal. But for, again, the Cleveland Browns, they clearly have outplayed most people's expectations. Baker has shown that he's gotten a lot better, in particular over these last couple of weeks.
Absolutely, and it was heartbreaking to watch that ball go through the uprights if you are a Cleveland Browns fan, but there was still some time left on the clock, and there were some hearts broken because in certain states where gambling is legal, the Browns got 3 points. They're down three, and then this happens, the old lateral play that ends up in the back of the end zone, changing the score, so now the Browns are down five. That must have been horrible to watch if you had money on the Browns, and great to see if you had money on the Ravens.
Did you say heartbreaking? If you say heartbreaking, I got you, dog. Don't it look like I'm about to put out an R&B album today?
It really does. We spent the first 10 minutes of the show before the show just talking about Jalen's look. He looked like an R&B artist from like 1998. You look like a s'mores. You look like a Three Musketeers bar. I don't know what's happening with your hair, but I look forward to discussing all of that on the podcast exclusive.
On this day you can in 1992, only get the Chronic was released. Straight
R&B. That's right.
Straight
That's
R&B.
Right.
Straight R&B.
All right. James Harden is at practice. James Harden is scheduled to play in a game tonight. However, there are reports from our colleagues, Woj and Ramona, that he still wants to be traded and no longer be a Rocket. So, Jalen, you played in the NBA. What is this like when you're going into a season with this much uncertainty about whether or not an MVP-level, scoring champ-level player wants to be there or is going to be there when you start real games?
So the elephant in the room is always, as you mentioned, the MVP-level player and what type of attitude, what type of performance you're going to get from him. And even being the highest-paid player, there's a level of responsibility and professionalism that comes with that position, even if the player doesn't want to embrace it. So for James Harden, for him to be back in practice, it shows the organization, it shows the fan base that he's going to be a professional, even though he doesn't want to be there. But selfishly, I want to tell you, the other guys are worried about themselves. John Wall, they played basketball in 2 years. He's so happy when he hits somebody with the hezzy with the ball in the right and go back to his left and finish at the hoop and feel like he's still able to make some plays. And Boogie Cousins doing pick and pops, knocking down three-point shots. He went to Golden State, didn't get a ring. Went to the Lakers, they got a ring, but he got injured. And he never got top dollar. Look at all of these people that's getting big-time contracts. This is a guy that was getting 25 and 10 easily in the game. And so both of those guys are looking to get their game back. Now, as a domino effect, it could affect the guys that James are closer to. Like Trevor Ariza just got traded there. You know, I'm pretty sure part of the reason is because of that relationship. Another guy, PJ Tucker. Is he going to play when James plays? Is he going to sit out when James sits out? Is he going to get traded when James gets traded? So these are some of the things that's going to hover over the squad. But I like how they've tried to rebuild from outside. You bring in Christian Woods, who was a really good signing also to play some minutes up front.
That's absolutely right. And Jalen, it is time for a segment that we haven't done for quite some time. It is time for Cultural or Regional. Jalen, because of your 90s R&B look today, we have a special cultural regional. You do look like you're in a Model of Sorts magazine ad for Sean John. That's what you look like right now. So we have the man that created Sean John, P. Diddy, with this cultural regional question. Let's see the tape first. He's taking the sugar, adding it to the bolognese sauce. Not just a little bit of sugar. That's a soup spoon right there into the bolognese sauce, Jalen. Putting sugar in your spaghetti, cultural or regional?
It's definitely cultural. That's not a kitchen. That's a palatial estate restaurant looking kitchen. And by the way, that red sauce, you got to sweeten it up a little bit. I don't love red sauce. I prefer white sauce. But I tell you, if you're going to use that red sauce, you want to put a little sugar in that thing and sweeten it up.
No
chance. So I definitely
chance.
Think that's cultural.
No chance am I ever putting sugar in bolognese sauce. Jalen? This is definitely cultural. When we come back, we have MVP hopeful Luka Doncic on the floor for the Mavs and much more. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Bullet, Bourbon Frontier Whiskey. Highly awarded high rye whiskey. Enjoy responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby, presented by Bullet Bourbon Frontier Whiskey.
Coming to you live from Pier 17, the South Street Seaport District of Manhattan, and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. It is time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It's time for Keep It Moving.
Tang. Woo.
If you would like to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with MVP hopeful Luka Doncic taking the floor in his first preseason game. Keep moving. Hit the brakes. Luka looked good, dropped 27 points and had 8 rebounds in a win over the Bucks. What did you think of Luka, and what are your expectations for him and the Mavs this season?
Going into this season, I'm going to use a term called the Luka leap. And he took it last year from a guy that wasn't an all-star to a guy that became an all-NBA top 10 caliber player leading his team to the playoffs. This year, Ja Morant, Trae Young, Devin Booker, players that weren't in the playoffs last year, are going to be in line to make the kind of leap that Luka did over the previous couple of seasons.
I just want to say, if you are on Twitter and you are trying to body shame Luka and say he's out of shape, you got to take a long look in the mirror, because I know summer 2020, we all gained a few, and Luka's no different. He will play his way back into shape. Moving on. We also had Zion Williamson last night. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this too.
A big story about this one is he is no longer on a minutes restriction, played over 33 minutes in this one, which is the third longest he's ever played an NBA game, and it's only the preseason. Do you expect him to really have no restrictions whatsoever when it comes to load management and minute management?
I believe him. When you see him, you're going to acknowledge the power. But for him to continue to be effective, it's going to be about the pace, his ability to play off the bounce and drive the basketball to the hoop. His ability to get loose balls, long rebounds, and get out on the fast break and catch lobs. He averaged basically a point per minute. He averaged around 25 last year, Jacoby. in his first year. Like, Zion's going to continue to improve and put up monster numbers. It's going to be unorthodox looking sometime because, like, a bowling ball a little bit. Is he the three? Is he the four? Is he the five? But he's still going to be very effective and an anchor to build around along with Ingram for the Pelicans.
Ingram had 22, and I also want to show you this dunk that he had. It was pretty impressive. Over the Heat here, we got Ingram going to his right, and oof, he's just so long, so good, and very Durantish out there. He also took a leap, as you mentioned Luka did. Look forward to him continuing on his most improved year from last year. Well, Jalen, my favorite player in the National Basketball Association, LaMelo Ball. Let's hit. Just celebrate LaMelo Ball. He's my favorite player in the NBA. I love passers. I love facilitators and playmakers, and he has proven in just two preseason games that he is that. There he is hitting a three, and he's just great at moving the ball. Jalen, what do you think about LaMelo Ball so far?
So the player I'm going to compare him to, he has a different body type, and Jason Kidd was a lockdown defender. But what you're seeing from Melo is a lot of that passing guys open, giving up good shots to get great shots. That's the court vision that you saw from Jason Kidd. Having people enthusiastic about a skip pass. Having people excited about a hockey assist. And that becomes contagious, and it makes players around you want to run, want to cut and make plays because they know they're going to get fed if they're open.
Jalen, his father, LeVar Ball, had some not nice things to say about your favorite NBA franchise. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
He's saying what he should say if his son got released. You know the Pistons are my all-time favorite team in any sport. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Another young star hit the floor. Ja Morant. We've got some footage of him. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Well, he led the Grizzlies to a win over the Timberwolves. Just take me through what you see on the floor from Ja.
Well, Ja, you know, to his credit, was one of those players that we celebrated on our program, and now he's gotten so good so fast, you know, it's not a secret anymore. And his ability to put you on your heels, in particular that right-hand bounce where he can fake it and cross it over and get to the middle, go dunk on you with one hand like we saw last year against Phoenix, and then the two-hand bang-bang last night.
Two-handed dunks. Two of them. But there's also, that one and then this one. Karl-Anthony Towns makes a business decision right there. I love that.
No question. He looking like a young Sprewell attacking the hoop, a shorter version, just like with that level of ferocity and willing to sacrifice his body.
We have some good news for another Jalen. Jalen Hurts. Keep moving and hit the brakes.
Well, we know since he played well and they won against the Saints, he was starting. We didn't need Doug for that. Keep it moving.
Yeah. We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Well, you mentioned the Saints, and there's some new information about the Saints quarterback. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Of course, we know they're not going to rush a 40-plus-year-old quarterback back into this season, which is his final one. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
You sure it's his final season? Breaking some news.
I'm going to text Jameis and ask him.
You breaking some news? Well, this is interesting. A gentleman is suing Jerry West.
Hit the brakes.
The gentleman is claiming that he was instrumental in connecting West and the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard and his uncle Dennis, and saying that he was promised $2.5 million and did not get paid a penny. Jalen, what do you think about this story?
How about the fact that Jerry West is so much of a legend that he's the logo of the NBA? Just think about that for a second. And not only a terrific, fantastic player and champion, but also in the conversation as greatest executives of all time. And Jacoby, you know this, agents, managers, front office people, presidents, general managers, ownership. This has been happening since the beginning of time. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. On every level, high school, college, it happens. So therefore, if Jerry West owes this man $2.5 million, I believe we may look up soon and they're going to be settling out of court because Kawhi did end up playing for the Clippers. They did bring Paul George. And if that was the ticket, judging from Paul George's contract alone, that was a discount. That was a discount.
Well, we will see. We will see, because I'm sure there's no sort of contract between these two parties, but something tells me there may have been an arrangement, and if there was, as you mentioned, they will settle out of court. We'll keep you updated on that story. And we have a new versus battle matchup that we can't wait to announce to you right after this. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Say that you got it all.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Bullet, Bourbon Frontier Whiskey. Highly awarded high rye whiskey. Enjoy responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
The NBA preseason continues Thursday night on ESPN at 9 p.m. We have Steph Curry and the Warriors traveling to Sacramento to take on De'Aaron Fox and the Kings. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, AD just signed a huge new contract, and sometimes when you do that, you buy yourself a gift for the holidays. Here is Kyle Kuzma filming AD pulling up to practice. Look at that Rolls Royce. Jalen, what do you think of the new car from the new star?
First and foremost, he's a seven-footer. I don't like see those dudes stuffing themselves in really small sports vehicles. That's good first point. Off. Second, that's a spaceship right there, dog. That thing might have wings. That thing might take off. You know what I'm saying? That's how you're supposed to be rolling, young fella. Eating good, living good, just won you a championship. I like that, young fella from the Midwest.
Okay. So I'm not a rich person, so I don't have these sort of desires to have these kind of cars. But doesn't it attract too much attention if you drive a car that expensive?
Dog, in the neighborhoods that he live in, all of those people got really nice cars. He is just nicer. That's
good
all.
Good point. Jalen, two friends of the show are going up against one another in a legendary versus battle. E-40 and Too Short in the Battle of the Bay. What do you think about this matchup?
You know, Detroit and the Bay may not be kin or blood related, but you can call us cousins. And both of them is friends to the show. I got both of their number, the goon with the spoon on the left. Short Dog is over my right shoulder. I'm going to text Short to see if he'll come on the show over the next couple of days. We got to talk about this versus battle.
Look forward to having them on the program. And I will say this, is it's about the music, but it's also about the chatter in between the songs, and there will be none better than
say
these two when they go back and forth.
Like
we'll be back
be
tomorrow
Jodeci?
At 2 p.m. on ESPN.
New era Jodeci, say that you got it all.